Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 7:06. We're going to top out at 47 today. It is going to be rainy and crappy again. This weekend is going to be really nice, though. Okay, I was talking about having patience. Something
I don't have any of.
No, you don't.
No.
Zero.
I am really bad at patience. I try to work on it, but it's just not happening.
I don't think you think about doing it, working on it.
I do.
But you don't.
No, I sometimes display some forms of patience, but I have a hard time with patience.
But you're not very patient with your patience.
It's true. I'm an instant gratification kind of girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These two brothers might be the most patient men in the world. 6 years ago, Andy Ashkar of Camillus, New York, he was 28 years old at the time. He bought a scratch-off ticket from his parents' convenience store. He won $5 million and decided to split it with his brother, 30-year-old Nael Ashkar. Only they didn't want to cash it immediately. Nael wanted to make sure that he had his life totally together before he got the money, and Andy wanted to make sure his girlfriend didn't marry him just for the money. So they kept it a secret.
That would be difficult.
And finally, earlier this year, 11 days before the prize expired, they cashed it in. Because as soon as I started reading the story, I'm like, there has to be a time limit. What is the time limit?
Yeah.
That was the first thing I was thinking of.
Because 5 years seems a lot.
It does, but apparently... Now, it's different with, like, the number lotteries. That's a lot shorter, but
right.
I think it's, like, 180 days.
I think something like that. Something like that.
Anyway, so they now cashed in this ticket. They are $5 million richer. Neither one of them is doing any interviews about it or anything. Most lottery tickets expire after 1 year. With the scratch-offs, it's different. They don't usually expire until a year after the game is discontinued. And the game that these guys won was discontinued last March. So it was, it just took a little longer than normal. Now, speaking of lottery winners, there's a guy in Massachusetts who just won $30.5 million in the Mega Millions. His name is Sandeep Singh, and he was just dumped by his girlfriend.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Right before he won?
Yeah. He says he's been buying Mega Millions tickets every 2 or 3 weeks for about a year. Right now he's working two jobs. He's a salesman at Best Buy and a teller at Citizens Bank. He's planning on quitting both jobs and going back to school. He also wants to use the money to help his family. He's one of two people who hit in the Mega Millions. The other was in Fresno, California. So they're splitting the $61 million prize. By the time he gets done with it, he'll be taking home about $16.1 million.
Wow.
Now, as for the girl who dumped him, I have an audio clip here of him. This is fun.
You have a lucky girlfriend?
No lucky girlfriend. Just broke up with her, so nice. Yeah. Thank God. Yeah.
Did she break up with you or did you break up with you?
She broke up with me, but right now I'm not really worried about it, yeah. I was heartbroken at first, but now I'm getting over it. Yeah.
You think she may call you back?
Doesn't matter. I hope not, yeah.
I hope not.
Ooh, ouch.
Zing! Burn!
Yeah.
How would you like to be that girl right now?
I would not want to be.
Oh, honey.
But I love you.
I love you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's $100. Never call me again. News is up next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7. Andy and Mel. 7:20. We're going to top out at 47 today. It's 40 right now. I mentioned that accident earlier. That happened in Wisconsin, Johnny V's home state. Racine County, Wisconsin, a man was driving a semi-truck and trailer around 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday. He was going down I-94, and he sneezed, and it caused an accident. Not just an accident. He jumped the median between the interstate and the off-ramp.
Ooh.
Went over the off-ramp, threw a few highway signs, and eventually over a frontage road as well, and then into a wooded area.
That's crazy.
That is quite the... Are you repressing a sneeze?
No. My throat got really dry. I just took a drink, but it's still really dry.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
I was actually repressing a cough.
Okay. Gotcha. Or suppressing, I guess. Would
yeah,
be the right
suppressing
word.
A cough.
Audio of the crash. It's amazing that he had that.
I've sneezed several times while driving, and it is not fun. It's a little scary sometimes.
It is a little bit, because you have to close your eyes when you sneeze.
Yeah.
And if it's like a sneezing fit, well, that's like 5 seconds of not looking at the road.
Yeah, it's
and not really
scary.
Having control of your body. Yeah. I let go of the wheel when I sneeze driving.
I don't know if I don't think I let go of the wheel. I don't think you really, I don't think about that.
I'm afraid I'll jerk
just
it.
Sneezing.
I'm afraid I'll jerk the wheel sneezing.
Yeah.
And cause an accident. That's why I let go of it.
I actually think I grip hard to the wheel and when I sneeze.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't know. I just
you know
what?
The city
happens.
Should pass a ban on sneezing while
yes.
driving.
Yes.
That's what they should do.
They should. Mm-hmm. Better get right on that.
Yeah. That'll teach you to sneeze while driving.
I would get lots of tickets.
Yeah, because of your allergies. Especially in January.
Shut up.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I never called you stupid, dear, but when I asked you how to spell Mississippi and you asked if it was I was talking about the river or the state, it just kind of caught me off guard.
Okay, there's two more weekends before Halloween.
Yes.
If you're a couple
Only
looking
two.
For a couple's costume idea, I've got some for you.
No.
You don't like the couple's costumes?
No.
What's wrong with them? Sometimes they're perfect.
Depends on them, but I don't really care for him.
Like, it was a long time, like 6-7 years ago. It was 6 years ago. I remember seeing at Halloween, Dog the Bounty Hunter and Beth.
Okay, that's all right.
That was, and the two people, she wasn't really quite as full figured or
chesty,
obese as the gal on the
okay.
show, but she stuffed her clothing. Well.
Nice.
And the guy throwing a mullet wig, and he was Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Nice.
some of the ones that are hot for 2012, Batman and Catwoman.
Okay.
Spider-Man and his girlfriend, Gwen Stacy. Okay. I always thought it was Mary Jane, but I don't keep up on it.
Maybe that's in Spider-Man 4.
Is that in the new movie?
Maybe. I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Any of the guys from the Avengers with Black Widow?
Okay.
That's who Scarlett Johansson plays. As for celebrity costumes, those are usually kind of a hit, like I was talking about with the with the Dog the Bounty Hunter. But some of the ones that are getting attention lately, Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart, how do you dress up as them? Who would
vampires.
How would you get that?
Dress up as vampires.
Well, she's not a vampire, is she?
She is now.
Oh, did you just commit a spoiler?
No. It happened at the end of the last one.
Okay. Well, what if someone hasn't seen it yet? Remember, we're supposed to be sensitive forever.
Excuse me.
When
but
it comes to storylines.
It's out on DVD. If it's out on DVD, I'm pretty sure I can say that.
Prince William and Kate Middleton, that would be an easy one.
Yeah.
Just, you know, put a bald wig on
yeah.
the guy.
And then a tiara.
But that's just too hard.
I don't think that one would be that difficult.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, that's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
As for
Baby Got Back.
Politics, of course, you'll see Barack and Michelle Obama mm-hmm. costumes, mm-hmm. maybe Mitt Romney and Ann, or even Big Bird and Romney's Binders of Women.
The Binders of Women thing makes me laugh.
Yeah. Another couple of costumes on this list from Happen Magazine. Psy. You know, whoop them Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
The chubby Korean rapper guy.
Okay.
Or...
I don't know if lots of people would know that one, though.
If you've seen the video,
I
you
guess.
Would.
I guess. Yeah.
He basically looks like William Hung.
He kind of does.
Yeah.
That
That's who I thought
that.
It was at first.
Which would have been awesome
The first
for him.
Time I saw that video, I was like, oh, they got William Hung to do the video?
That would have been awesome for him.
I know. Maybe huh. it is William Hung.
Maybe it is. And he changed his name.
Maybe.
I don't think so. I don't think he changed his name.
I'm just trying to start something.
You know what? I saw somebody do like a group one, but it was three people and they did paper, rock, scissors.
Really?
Yeah. It was cool.
That is fun.
Yeah. Looks like they made their outfits, like probably used construction paper and stuff like that, but it turned out really neat. I thought that was a good one.
I think the one you're going to see a lot of this year, though, is Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Lots of honey boo boo. Honey boo boo for Halloween. My wife was watching it when I came home the other night.
It's actually pretty good.
And I said, why are you watching that? She's like, well, I keep hearing about it, but I've never seen it. So I wanted to see why everybody's talking about it. Like, did you find out why? Yeah, they have to use subtitles.
Yes, they do. They do. Because you can't understand their southernness.
I know.
Yeah.
That's they do in Honey Boo Boo. I know. Basically, stop all enunciation.
And you and add a twang.
What was that? The square root of whatever.
Wasn't that Jabba or whatever from...
Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
No,
there.
That's like, Misa wants a honey boo boo.
That's still what you... It sounded like what you just said. It sounded like that.
I don't know. Jar Jar Binks is a lot easier to understand than Honey Boo Boo is.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
It still bumps me out that he's 40.
Me too.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 741 up to 47 today. It's 40 right now. We need to crack the vault. And we will say this. Ty called in originally.
Zach,
yeah.
Called in originally.
That was his name. I had a Tyler that called in earlier, and yeah. I don't know where that even came from.
I don't know.
But he got it, but he just won like a week or two ago.
Yeah, I was like, Zach, didn't you just win that?
Because when he called in a week or two ago, his kids were yelling in the background when we answered that time, too.
Yeah, I recognized it.
But Nicole is on the phone. How are you, Nicole?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Do you know all three digits to crack the vault?
Possibly.
Okay, what are they?
77, 7, and 10.
Nicole, that is correct.
Yeah.
Got a $50 party tab for you to the vault, all right?
Awesome, thank you.
Congratulations. Big weekend in town here. There is a couple of big football games.
Football.
Football.
The one I am the... I my wife's working, and I got the kids. I can't go.
Okay.
I'm kind of bummed. But the one I really wish I could be at would be the one between the Augustana Vikings and the USF Cougars.
Oh, how cool that you had both those sound effects already in
there. Yeah, it's almost like I planned it.
Yeah. But you didn't.
Yeah. No, I did.
Oh, for this.
I put them right next to each other.
Oh, you did.
See?
Nice.
Now swing it back to me so I can keep it away from you.
No, give it back here.
No.
I always forget that it moves over here like that. I could actually grab it from you if I really wanted to.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
I would not allow you.
I can physically grab it and swing it towards me.
And I can physically grab you and keep you from grabbing it.
You can't. You'd have to hop over the... the board to get to me.
You don't think I could reach?
I suppose.
Yeah. I have long arms. I'll keep you away from my screen. It's the last thing I do. Have you ever heard of the mother's kiss?
No. What is it?
It is when you... your kid gets something stuck in their nose.
What?
You close off the unaffected nostril.
Okay.
And blow in their mouth.
What?
Really hard. And phew. Yeah.
And it comes out their mouth and not their other nose? Oh, you made it look like it came out of their mouth.
You blow out.
I was like, what?
You blow in the Yeah. When you blow into their mouth, it comes out their mouth and into yours, and then you choke and die.
Well, the way that you were...
I was motioning from my nose, not my mouth.
No, it looked like your mouth, and that's why I was confused.
My nose is right above my mouth, which is... okay.
Anyway, okay, I get it now.
No, actually, it shoots out your ear. This is what happens.
Stop now. I've never heard of that ever.
Never heard of that?
No, and plus my children have never got anything stuck in their nose.
Really?
Never. Nope. They've cut their own hair several times, but they've never stuck anything in their nose.
Jackie got, I can't remember what it was. She had something up there, but we were able to just kind of dig it out. Yeah. I don't remember what it was that she got up there. She likes to stick she used to stick pencils. She hasn't done it in a long time, but she would stick like pencils in her nose.
And oh,
like,
yeah.
I got a piece of corn stuck in my nose one time.
Ow.
And not like a piece of corn out of a can. Like,
oh, like the hard piece of corn.
Raw, hard grain corn.
Why was that up your nose?
Because I was little and stupid.
Okay. That would hurt.
It did. And the...
Like, because I just know how uncomfortable it is to have boogers in your nose.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't, like, to me, putting something up my nose would make no sense because I don't want anything in my nose at all.
And eventually, I found some, like, needle nose pliers and
you did
got it
yourself?
Out. Yeah.
Didn't want to get in trouble, did you?
No. Mom, I got corn in my nose. Because I knew the next question would be, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I don't think, because I was trying to do the farmer blow to get rid of it, and
yeah,
it wasn't working.
That wasn't, yeah.
No, it wasn't going.
That would, oh, that'd be so uncomfortable.
Because it was, I mean, it was wedged pretty good. It wasn't up very far, because it was too big to get very far, but it was up far enough where I got nervous.
Oh, I just can't even imagine. It makes me uncomfortable even thinking about having something stuck in my nose.
Oh, would you ever do the mother's kiss?
If I had to.
To get rid of it?
If I couldn't actually get it out with, like, using a tweezers or something.
Or, like, the ball sucker thing?
Yeah. I don't even know. We don't even have any of those anymore. We're past those.
Well, yeah.
They're all in the garbage.
Sometimes I use it just to get snot out of my nose.
You use it yourself?
Yeah.
Well, it would be nice to have that around, actually.
When you're so clogged and you're desperate to do anything?
Yeah.
And, like, I've already done the neti pot three times, and it's like, I just want to sit on the couch and...
It would be nice. I should maybe pick some up just for that reason.
If you've ever tried the mother's kiss, I would love to hear about that. Otherwise, what got stuck in your kid's nose? Or maybe your nose as a grown-up?
As a grown-up?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Maybe.
Come on.
Maybe. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 756, up to 47 today. Rain, definitely 40 right now. So, apparently there is a thing called the mother's kiss that you can do
to
dislodge objects lodged in your kid's nose.
Yeah.
You close off one nostril and you blow in the mouth. Does it sound like I have a nostril closed right now?
Yep, it does.
Does it sound like I have two nostrils closed right now?
Okay, it doesn't work if you close both of them.
No.
Just the one.
Because one has to be open.
And then you blow in their mouth hard, and then it will come out their ear. Or no, your mouth.
Ear?
It'll come out their mouth, according to Mel. Blow in their mouth, it'll come out their mouth.
You just said ear.
I know. It won't come out their ear.
The only reason why I said mouth is because when you were demonstrating it with your...
Yes.
You made it look like it was coming out the mouth. That's why I was... confused
why,
by it.
Why couldn't it have been nose? Why did you think mouth?
Because you started here at the mouth.
But I was pointing at my nose.
No, you started by the mouth. That's
but
why
I was
I thought
pointing
it was mouth.
At the nose.
I would have been by the nose and went out. And
you'll find it in your kid's diaper later on is what will happen then.
Why are we arguing over that?
I don't know.
Gosh, stop.
You stop. Quit saying ridiculous things.
I did not say something that was ridiculous.
Yes, you did. It'll come out their mouth?
You did something ridiculous. You were explaining it to me. How was I supposed to know that it was going to come? Oh, my God. Stop it!
So anyway,
I wish that everybody could be in the studio right now and see your ridiculousness.
Well, they can't, so that's why I have an advantage there. Amy is on the phone. How are you, Amy?
I'm doing awesome. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
She's a little busy on Facebook, Amy.
No,
sorry.
I'm not used to them saying good morning, Mel.
You're interrupting her right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, let's,
I was
let her
listening.
Let's let her finish first, Amy.
Serious work right there on Facebook.
It is serious work.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. All right,
I've been
Amy.
Listening the whole time.
So
my daughter, I have a 3-year-old daughter, and
oh my God, what the hell was that? Did you hear that, Amy?
No.
It made me jump.
Did you hit a button on your phone?
No, that wasn't a button on the phone. I don't know what the hell
what
that
was. What was that?
It scared the crap out of me. Sorry, we're
dying?
Not screwing with you.
Is your phone dying?
No.
What was that noise?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old daughter. Her name is Isabella, and she hates getting her hair put in the ponytails, you know? So she got a hold of the rubber bands, and you get the little packages, you know, like the different sizes.
Oh, yeah.
And she stuck six. I swear to God, I counted them. Six of the itty-bitty rubber bands.
Up oh, there. Those little tiny ones?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm just sitting here, and I'm, like, counting how many are going to come out of my child's nose. You know? I was like, oh, no.
Six?
Six.
That's a lot of little rubber bands. Well, she had to have that money to make them stay.
Well, yeah.
To take up the space.
Probably.
Yeah.
I saw one.
Wow.
I saw one. And then, yeah, I'm sitting there and I'm like, and I didn't know about this Mother's Kiss thing. I have no clue.
I'd never heard of it
before I found the article either.
Right. I mean, but it would have actually worked. I sat there and I made her blow her nose because she was like 2.5.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy.
When you think about it, it makes complete sense to do it.
It should. The only thing I'd be worried about is like the air going down into their lungs.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if they're too little, that you could hurt them, I guess.
I suppose. But depends on how.
If you can get them to hold their breath,
yeah.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no. At 2.5, there was no way. But, yeah, I took her to the doctor later that day because she had to have shots anyway, thank God. And I'm like, could you do me a favor and use your little light thing?
Just to make sure we got them
alive.
Check
her nose.
Just check that out.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me? And I'm like, no, seriously, I counted six of them. I want to make sure we got them
alive. That's funny. Thank you for the call, Amy.
Yep. You guys have a good day.
I got a ton of text messages here. One said that the Mother's Kiss, it sounds silly, but it saves a $500 ER bill.
True.
Plus, when you bring your kids in, sometimes the doctors will ask the parents to try that first because it's less invasive and traumatic than digging it out.
That makes sense.
Yeah, definitely does. Another one. All of a sudden, the texts are coming as attachments. It's driving me crazy. Hmm. My kid got a piece of crayon stuck. Didn't know until we took him to the doctor after having a runny nose for 2 days. About a quarter inch long chunk of crayon.
Oh.
Yikes.
Wow.
That's a long one right there. My sister got a Skittle stuck up her nose.
A Skittle.
She wouldn't let anyone help her get it out and was in a panic crying.
Oh.
Smelling the rainbow.
Yeah. That's
taste the rainbow. No, smell it.
Smell it, man.
Another one. My friend and I were about 6 years old, and we couldn't figure out why or what a penny smelled like. So he had the bright idea to stick it up his nose. A penny. That's pretty large for a kid's nostril.
I don't even know if I could get a penny up my nose.
I know I couldn't.
Wow.
Oh, I could if I stretched, but that would hurt.
This is funny. On Facebook, I posted on there. So my daughter put an M&M up her nose, way up. Thankfully, it melted. So I guess it doesn't just melt in your mouth.
It melts in your nose. Yeah, nice. More of your calls and texts coming up. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.